Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the Plains Talkers Podcast, the show by casuals for casuals. I'm your host, Will Benson, joined as always by my, hey, I love Zakama so much, I decided to play him all weekend, co-host Aramis Perez. Aramis, how are you tonight, sir?
I would play him all weekend if I was allowed to play him all weekend. It's just on Friday night. It sucked. I want historic brawl all the time.
I you know what? I can't blame you there. I understand that completely. And that's, you know what? That's going to bring us right into.
Untap, upkeep, and draw.
All right. So, untap, upkeep, and draw. Before we begin tonight, we'd like to remind you guys that this episode and every episode of the Plains Talkers podcast is sponsored by Kerwin's Game Store. Kerwin's Game Store is New York State's premier source for collectible card games, tabletop games, miniatures, comic books, retro video games, and toys. With their clean, open gaming areas available to everyone at no charge someday when COVID finally takes a hike, Kerwin's provides a fun and inviting atmosphere for new and experienced gamers alike. Now, they have two great locations. One is in Catskill, New York, and the other is on the second floor of the Poughkeepsie Galleria in Poughkeepsie, New York. And even though they're not hosting events right now, I can't recommend enough going to the store. Like, I even took the kids there this past, you know, like last weekend. So, I mean, it's definitely worthwhile. It's a great place to go and get the stuff you need. But you can also, if you can't get there physically, check out their website. It's kgsonline.com. That's KiteGoSamuelOnline.com. They, you know, if you use the promo code PlainsTalkers2020 at checkout, you'll get 5% off your order. That's PlainsTalkers2020 at checkout. We also want to recognize our Planeswalker patrons: Brian, David, Jonathan, Johnny, Bell, Anthony, Steve, Mark, George, Josh, Zach, Walter, Ian, and Randy. I did it in one breath, man. Getting good at this.
A lot.
These are the people, guys, who really do help keep our show together. They get a lot of perks. They get the Ride Home with Will podcast, which is just more of me. Who doesn't want more of me? But also a few other things. You know, they usually get first standing for our Win a Box events, which we'll have one coming up here, I do believe, at the start of January. Really, and there are other things we do, and we really appreciate our patrons. To find out more, to see what you can do and how you can help the show and how maybe we can help you, I want you to go to patreon.com/planestalkers. Finally, and this is a little strange, and I feel funny kind of tooting our own horn on this one, but we're a top 25 MTG podcast on FeedSpot. Somebody else actually sent us a text on that this weekend. It was kind of funny. FeedSpot is, it looks like it's some sort of aggregator where it's going out and grabbing information as far as website, you know, information and where you're ranked on various sites. We came in number 14 out of 25, and I'm kind of jazzed about that. To find out more, to see our ranking, to see the guys that came in front of us, and by the way, we can catch some of these dudes, go to blog.feedspot.com/magic_the_gathering_podcasts, and it'll be in our show notes tonight when we get the episode up. You know, don't get me wrong. They're trying to get me to sign up for stuff to, you know, and I'm like, yeah, no. I didn't have to do anything to get this ranking. So if I don't have to do anything to get this ranking, I'm certainly not going to, you know, yeah. I'm not one of these guys who's going to go get Twitter or Twitch followers or things like that. I want it to be real. So
yeah, and I mean,
it's just honored. So
yeah. And if we're just showing up because of the result of an algorithm, yeah. Hey,
an algorithm.
He invented the internet. He invented it.
Yes, he did. All right. And it is on tap. And this time of year, it feels necessary. Sam Adams Oktoberfest, which, by the way, is only 5.3%. So, Aramis, I'll actually keep somewhat control this evening. So
I'll believe that.
Because I have Dogfish Triple IPA in the fridge if you really, really want that.
You said you were saving that for Wednesday. So worry about that later. Worry about that on Commander Craft.
What's it?
7:30 on Wednesday nights, by the way.
Yes, 7:30. It's my first Oktoberfest of the season, so let's see how it is. Because every year it is a little different. So here we go. Okay. Flavorful. I like it. I do like it. Wow. All right, then. Well, Aramis, how the heck are you? What have you been up to? What's new? What's the haps?
Well, I mean, just kind of... I haven't been able to stream lately. There's been lots of people going on at home.
People are complaining, actually. I've been getting notes. notes.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's going to be tough for me the rest of the month. I'm hoping to get back on the horse in November, see how things go. I was playing,
maybe
like we mentioned earlier.
Dude, I'm all right with you getting a job.
Yeah, well, that's the plan too.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the meantime, you know, I played the historic Brawl event, like we mentioned earlier, on for Friday Night Magic at home. I really don't understand why every other format is available pretty much all the time, except that one.
Because we want it.
Yeah.
That's
we also want ranked best of three draft.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean, people also want ranked best of three draft, and that hasn't happened yet either, although I imagine it's just a matter of time before that happens. But I rolled in with Zakama. I mean, I actually got my two wins with Athreos, and then I built the Zakama deck just to sort of mess around and have fun.
Right.
And I think I was up till 2 a.m. playing this. It was so much fun. I mean, I have the, if you guys are watching the live stream, behind me was the end result of one of my games. You can't see my log total, but it's 750.
And you had minus 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Well, he was playing a Kenrith deck, dude.
Kenrith is crazy.
Yeah, Kenrith is broken.
And Kenrith is nuts.
It's five color.
Yeah, but Mirari's Wake with Zakama is nuts. If you untap with Mirari's Wake, you cast Zakama on turn 5 or 6, and then, you know, you basically win at that point. I mean, there were only two games all night that I played where if I cast Zakama, I didn't instantly win or win the next turn.
Wow. Congratulations on that.
It was fun. I had so much fun playing it. So they need to make Historic Brawl a permanent thing.
Okay. I don't disagree. I would like to see a lot of things become a permanent thing. I don't see why they limit any of it. I'm like, why in the world would you say you can only play... I'm just messing with my lights here.
Yeah, well, they're basically printing money. So, like, you know, people will play this stuff. There are enough Magic players in the world, especially now.
Yeah,
since there's no paper events.
I don't understand why you would limit anything. Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
They're leaving money on the table.
They really, really are. For me, tons of stuff going on. We had a big weekend. I actually stayed down. I came home from work early on Friday a little bit. I was feeling under the weather, and I knew it was weird. I had a dry throat, and I mean, no COVID or anything like that, but I could tell like something was off. I ended up sleeping most of the day Sunday. So we ran around a little bit Saturday. We had to go and do some shopping and grocery shopping. We got the kids this weekend. So right. We had to go and do that. And I didn't even really want to do that. To be quite honest, we kind of had a fight because I was kind of like, do I really have to go? And she was like, well, I'd like not to die because she had, you know, she hadn't slept well the night before. So again, I was a jerk. I suck. I'm the worst ever. I admit that. But yeah, I was down pretty much all weekend. It was as much as humanly possible. I mean, I did a little bit of Minecraft streaming, and I did a little bit, you know, I created an intro and stuff for Flashcraft because, you know, I'm doing it a little bit more. And, you know, and we'll talk about that a little bit. Like, Arena's just not holding my interest these days. And I understand the Standard is better. We'll go through that. But, I mean, today we are going to talk about the state of Standard. It's going to be pretty much the bulk of our cast tonight. Is going through some of the decks that are out there. Now, MTG Goldfish isn't really up to date totally. There are some other decks out there we're going to look through. You know, we're going to talk a little bit. I don't think we have a combat. We may fall into one. And then for main two, we're going to talk about the new Zendikar event as well as the new Secret Lair. We do have a iTunes review we'll read. And again, you know, like again, blog.feedspot.com/Magic the Gathering podcast. But let's, you know what? Let's just get right into the main.
Main phase.
All right, welcome to Main Phase. So as we like to do, as we want to do in this cast, we're going to talk a little bit today about the state of Standard. I mean, the bannings have had an impact.
Oh, yes.
You know, in a very, very strong and good way. You know, from a bird's eye view, control is kind of back in a real way.
I mean, here's bird's eye view. Standard is actually a thing.
Yeah, nobody is really sitting overwhelmingly on top. It is really good. You know, for really, I mean, right now MTG Goldfish, if you go to the website, they're saying Dimir Control is number one with Golgari Adventures on number three, Rakdos Midrange on number two. So let's put it this way: we have a control. we have a mid-range, we have a combo, and then at fifth place, we have an aggro. Like, what more can we ask?
Yeah, all the archetypes are represented. There's multiple decks of every archetype. There's a couple different control decks floating around, a couple different combo decks.
Right.
Couple of mid-range, there's flavors of ice cream for everyone, and even for people who are lactose intolerant, they got frozen yogurt.
I mean, we're seeing a freaking, we're seeing Celestnya back. I'm like, Celestnya won the CFB Pro Player Showdown this weekend.
Yeah, Celestnya Yorian of all things.
Yeah, it's really, really strange. And I like it. I'm here for it. Don't get me wrong. I'm 100% here for it. I mean, Omnath had to go. And I'm kind of glad he went in another regard, because I don't have to get three more of them. And I already built my commander deck for Wednesday. So, yeah. Commander Craft, 7:30. Tell your friends. Why don't you break down a little bit of what we're seeing these days?
A lot of different decks have kind of jumped into the forefront. I know one of the ones that has really seen a lot of attention lately, there's a mono green food deck floating around that just it grinds you out. It doesn't run out of value. It has the Trail of Crumbs. It has the Gilded Goose, the Feasting Troll King, Scavenging Ooze. So it's constantly playing creatures that are solid creatures, good threats. You can't keep the Feasting Troll King dead because you're generating so many food. It's got the Great Henge, so you're drawing cards. You're gaining some extra life with that. There's Primal Mites are in the deck to use as removal, but just it kind of like outvalues you and then just sort of beats you down at the end. There's also a couple different flavors of Dimir Control floating around. I'm actually playing a deck that I found online called 8 Shark. And it's the Great Shark from Horia that counters artifacts and creatures, right. And it's 5/4 flash, and it also runs Shark Typhoon, and it's also heavy control. So there's a bunch of counter spells, a bunch of pinpoint removal, a couple of board wipes.
That's not really the thing we're seeing. That's kind of cool. Where did you find that?
Oh, gee, I think it was like the Arena Zone, something like that. I have to find the website, but it's not one that's posting like big results or anything. So it's kind of a rogue deck.
But it's not sort of like slots. A rogue deck.
No, it's not a rogue deck, because that's the thing too. There's also Dimir Rogues.
Dimir Rogues, there are a lot of them. 3.2 though. They're not. It's not doing as well in the new meta. Or just you people do see, aren't you, playing it.
Yeah, you do still actually you do still see a lot of it in the lower ranks. I would say, yeah. I guess people are saying Platinum and below. You see a lot more rogue. Once you hit Diamond and Mythic, you don't see it as much. Rakdos mid range. Is there. Kroxa has become a very powerful
card.
Which
somebody called last week. I got to shout him out. I think it was Johnny. He was calling him out. He's saying that this could happen.
Yeah, it's not that Kroxa was ever a bad card, because you know it was a Ravenous Rats with a Lightning Bolt attached to it conditionally that it would always come back. The problem was that his big brother was just so much better. So once they banned Uro and once they finally banned Omnath, now Kroxa has a chance to do its thing and shine, and Rakdos as a mid, you don't normally expect Rakdos to be like a mid-rangey strategy. That's normally like, I'm going to just aggro and burn you out and whatever, and it does that, but it takes a little more time to do that, and it has a little more value to it. Its creatures are a little bit bigger. Like you said, the aforementioned Golgari Adventures deck, mono-red aggro's there, there's Azorius Blink. I mean, there's decks all over the place now, and it's great because you can now say, well, what do I feel like playing today? Whatever I choose could be competitive. And it's not just, well, I'm either playing Omnath this or
Omnath
that.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. So I love this. This is the standard that I was hoping we had 2 weeks ago when we were going into the grand finals. And it looked like maybe something was coming where the meta was starting to diversify. And that obviously never happened. But this is what I was hoping we'd see. A diverse, healthy standard. I'm going to give kudos to Wizards. Took them long enough. They should have never printed Omnath. In Standard, it should have been a Commander card. But you know what? This is where we are. I'm okay with where we are right now. Please, 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 to all the mana gods out there, no more bans until January at least. I would love to see that.
I don't think we're going to need them. I'm looking at this right now, and yeah, things are looking really good. Don't get me wrong. Rakdos midrange, to me, looking at this, Rakdos midrange has the most has the highest ceiling right now. I mean, Dimir Control is Control, but Control cards are Control cards, and they're, you know, they've all been kind of found out. Rakdos is still being tuned. Like, you're seeing different, if you look through the deck lists, they're all, everybody's still kind of tuning it up a little bit. And I love, again, I'm here for it. I am. I'm not a big fan of Rakdos. As a strategy, I've never been a Rakdos guy. I've never really been Sacrifice and all that. But, you know, for the most part, I mean, Rankle is still great. Kroxa is probably the last of the Elder Giants that's going to see play.
There's only two, right. So.
I thought there was a third.
Nope.
Oh, okay, well then.
There's Kroxa and Uro.
Yeah, and Uro's not going to see play anymore.
No, not in Standard.
Yeah. Mono Green is a deck, obviously. Gruul Adventures, it needs a little bit work.
It's still good. I mean, Gruul Adventures is still very, very good. Obviously, it loses something for not having Lucky Charm anymore.
Yeah, Lucky Clover.
Lucky Clover. But Edgewall Innkeeper is still a very good card. It can still generate a ton of value, and having access to green and black, you know, they do, for enemy colors, they complement each other very well.
I'm just glad I didn't make the companion bet now, because there is a companion deck. Yorion is still hanging.
There's a lot of Yorion. There's Yorion for any color that can cast.
Yeah. He's really, really good as far as, well, not only that, but it kind of shuts down the mill decks. Not shuts them down,
yeah,
but
well,
it's
hard
harder
to win
for them to get their win count.
Yeah, it's hard to mill if you're playing against 80 cards.
Right. So I for one, am kind of down with it. I understand that's why it's there. And again, Elspeth Conqueror's Death is one of the top five cards in Standard. You can't tell me I'm wrong. You know, and
wrong,
definitely.
Wrong, wrong, wrong.
What?
Wrong, 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 wrong.
Okay.
You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong.
Okay.
No, I think Elspeth Conqueror's Death is one of the best cards in the format.
You're never going to get an argument from me because role player. Yeah, Elspeth Conqueror's Death is beating.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, you have to have it. I mean, Andre Strosky was playing a Celestia deck. Now, I don't think he was using... Was he using Yorion as a... I don't think he was using Yorion as companion.
I would have to look at the deck list, but I believe he was.
I think he had four... No, according to this deck list I'm looking at, he had four of it in the main. So...
Okay.
But that's enough. I mean, yeah, because he was running with 25, 30, 9, plus 8... 39 plus 8 is 46, 47, sorry, plus 18. So, yeah.
That's 65.
Yeah, he's running 65, so there's no way he was running 80. So.
Where's this deck list?
WG inside. If you go to the Yorion, if you go to the Standard, on the right, you're going to look for the CFB.
The pro thing.
Player Showdown October.
Yeah, white green under Strosky. Yeah.
And so he didn't have it. Now, but look at, I mean, damn. A good, solid deck. And it's, again, it's using the damn modal cards. He's got, what, one? No, he just had one. But still.
Got two. Turn Tamer, Symbiosis, and Emerius.
Oh, yeah. Emerius Call, Antangle, you know, Florahedron. So he had three.
Yeah, so three.
I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like
Skyclave Apparition is very good also.
Oh, Skyclave Apparition is really good. I am loving this. I don't know what I want to build. I mean, I built a mono red to get me through silver and gold, and it's doing fine.
But this is the good thing,
yeah,
though. You don't know what to build.
Yes.
Because there's so much to build.
There is so much to build. There's so many.
This
good
is where
codes.
Standard needs to stay.
Yeah, but dude, a new set's coming out.
New set's coming out in a couple of months, but this is great to have such a diversity. It's great to have a metagame that we can actually talk about and say, I'm not really sure what's the best deck right now.
Yeah, I think you're hard pressed to beat Control at this point for best of three. I don't see
there are a lot of good Control cards right now. Yeah. If you're able to take game one from a Control deck, you need to be able to close it. Mm-hmm. If they get to bring it to three games, you're at a disadvantage.
And the fact is, I mean, we're also back to two color, like because of Guilds of Ravnica and Ravnica Allegiance and then War of the Spark. Like, we had a great mana base for three color decks. We're not seeing those anymore. Omnath being gone, and other than Lonus Cobra and a few other ramp cards you can have out there, nobody's really running three color decks because the mana base just ain't there.
I mean, there's a Grixis control deck that's floating around, and I mean Cycling is still around too. So, but they're technically two color.
Yeah, and I mean Cycling is kind of, I mean it's not winning.
You know? No, it's not. But it's one of those decks that you can. It's sort of like how Bogles is in Modern.
Right.
If you're not prepared for it, it can steal it.
Yeah.
So it's not that it's not well positioned. Not that it's not good. Just it's not well positioned as meta. So it's not a wise choice if the meta has any sort of idea that it might be there. But if they're ignoring it completely, then you can sort of sneak in and get some gains.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know. If you were going to pick a deck, you told me you built your own, like, you built a Dimir control sort of, but based around the shark mechanic.
Yeah, it's Dimir control, but it's win conditions are the Great Shark and Shark Typhoon and the Crawling Baron. So it's old school control where the win condition is a man.
I think for me, if I'm going to build a deck, I'm probably going to look at maybe Golgari Adventures. I like that kind of combo. You know me. I like that combo.
I would try
the aggro deck.
I would try the food deck, honestly. I would say you would enjoy that deck. Because
what, the mono green
food?
It
does well against control because I've played it a few times and I have a heck of a time. Like, I might win some of the games, but I have to use like a ton of resources to do it. And you're drawing so many cards and Feasting Troll King doesn't stay dead.
Right.
And it's a 7/6 Vigilant Trample. Casting it pretty early because you got geese.
I'm still kind of surprised that Questing Beast is not in that deck. Like, I'm sorry. Questing Beast for a while there was like two or three of in any green deck because of the haste.
Yeah.
But, and the fact it was killing Planeswalkers, and maybe that's why, is that, you know, the number of Planeswalkers went from, you know, 900 to 12.
Yeah. I don't think there's really. Are there any Planeswalkers being played at all right now? I mean, I know that some of the Dimir control decks.
Liliana's seen some play.
I know. Some of the Dimir control decks play Ashiok.
Right.
And yeah, like Liliana sees a little bit of play, but I really don't see a lot of Planeswalkers right now.
Because Liliana's seen play actually in the Rakdos, which I was not prepared for. Nissa's certainly not. Let's see, who else is out there? She's not. Nahiri's not.
Oh yeah, there's no Nahiri.
I mean, Vivian's still seeing play, but
yeah. But Nahiri, I think, is one of those planeswalkers needs something.
Nahiri
needs
is designed for limited. Honestly,
she's designed for limited. I mean, there might be a constructed deck for her, but I think the environment's too hostile for that. Having to dig out, and plus there's not a lot, there's no really good equipment in standard other than Embercleave, and if you're playing Embercleave, you're playing Mono Red or Gruul.
Right.
You're not playing Aura.
Yeah, and I mean Mono Red right now is, they're still trying to, you know, I'm seeing a lot of different variations on it. Some of them are bringing in Weaselbeck, some of them are bringing in, you know, Phoenix of Ash is back in almost all of them.
Yeah.
Which
they pretty much all believe in the cleave.
Yeah, it's all living for cleave,
which is fun.
Hey, yeah, if you're gonna do it, do it. And I love Embercleave. I love Embercleave. you know, we're not seeing a lot. I mean, to me, the story this week is obviously the downfall of Rogues, and I think that has to be in direct result of Yorion making a comeback.
Yeah, I think that's the adjustment. It was really good for a couple,
it was good. It against Omnath. Off. It was a way to stop Omnath. It really was. You can have Omnath, but I'm going to mill the living hell out of you, and you better hope you get it.
And it was only good at that point because they had banned Uro.
Right.
Because before, if you're Millium, you're like, okay, you're giving me cards for Uro. Why are you? Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. That's awesome. Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think that mill's going to go away. it's good enough. There are enough cards out there, and I don't see the deck disappearing. I think that it's going to be a viable strategy going forward still. Obviously, it's going to need to make an adjustment of its own in order to get back up to the upper echelons.
Well, we'll see what the next set brings. I mean, you know.
Yeah, we'll see what the next couple of weeks bring.
It's very possible that the Viking decks are going to have something to play with it. You got to figure with Vikings, it's going to heavily favor blue.
I don't know. Viking?
Water.
That might be more of a red. Yeah, but they're warriors and and berserkers and things like that.
But they ride on ships, dude. There's a Viking ship thing. Like,
yeah, so do pirates. Pirates are red and black.
Yeah. It's possible. It's possible.
Yeah. And there also have been, you know, weeks.
Oh, yes. I've also seen some of those, yes. And we won't discuss those. We're not going to talk about Commander Legends.
Oh, my God. There's so much.
Oh. And it looks amazing. This is what happens. Like, you and I are going to probably have to buy a box.
This is what happens when you delay the release of a set, but don't stop the delay if you don't delay the entire world, because some people got their hands on it and they are not going to keep quiet about it.
No. So I have a feeling I'm going to end up with a box of that. So, because first of all, I mean, it's going to have staples in it that we need.
Scroll Rack.
Oh, let's not discuss any of the sport. We've had no official previews yet. So
no.
That's
rumored wild speculation.
Yes. They listen, it's not speculation. We'll be honest, okay? It's out there. They're out there. But I don't want to kind of feel like we shouldn't support that type of stuff. And I understand it's always been a part of Magic. I was around when it was a part of Magic. But for me, I'd rather wait until Wizards kind of tells us what the real story would be, how they did it as opposed to what's in it. And it's already been talked about ad nauseum, but they're out there. So, you can find these cards if you want to.
Yeah, if you're interested, the information is out there. You can go under Reddit and find it very easily. If you're not interested, don't consume the content.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm looking at it because I like seeing the stuff, even if it's early, because I know it's going to come. And it gets me more excited. I feel bad for the content creators that had, you know, articles or little stream events planned for their previews.
That's kind of why
I feel really bad for them.
That's part of the reason I don't want to engage in that, is because.
But I do pin some of that on Wizards, because if they were going to do this, they needed to be able to put the brakes on better.
Well, I mean,
and I know
they're saying there was a break in somewhere or something, like
that's entirely possible, and it's probably realistically impossible to actually stop all of it from coming out. You know, if they delayed it and said, okay, you can't release any of this, someone's going to do it. It's always going to happen. It's like, you know, we're not supposed to have in-store events, but there are
wrong,
stores that have
wrong,
events.
Wrong, so. Wrong, wrong, wrong.
I wish
wrong,
I knew the reference.
You haven't seen Scrubs, have you?
No.
You got to watch Scrubs. It's on Hulu. Trust me. It'll be like one of the best shows you've ever seen in your life. It'll change your life, Aramis. The more you know. And then there's stars. Okay. But no, because we're content creators, and because I know, and don't get me wrong, I mean, Channel Fireball and Star City Games, I mean, they're charging for you to sniff their underwear at this point. You know, the paywalls and everything else. I mean, it's annoying as hell. But on the other side of that, like, we are content creators, and these guys are putting in time and energy and stuff. So, I mean, for me personally, it's like, it can wait a few weeks. There's no reason for us to go all crazy with these speculation and these spoiler cards, really. And again, I was around when they didn't have a preview season. That preview season was literally spoiler season, because what happened was, is that employees at Wizards would get this stuff and go, here's what's coming. And, you know, now they're like making it official, and they've kind of embraced that this is going to happen. But, you know, I don't know. It's, for me, it's not how I want to run our show. It's out there, guys, and you can find it. But I just, you know, but yeah, it's ridiculously powerful.
You know what I would love to see, and I don't think it's possible nowadays. I would love for them to be able to release, sort of like how they did with the mystery boosters.
Yeah.
Release a set. Zero spoilers. You go, you know nothing until the pre-release. You open your packs and you're like, what the hell does this do?
I would love it if they did that for, like, at rotation. Yeah. Like, that would be the time to do it, is rotation. Everything's exciting. It's every half your sets are gone. You know, you don't know what's coming in this set. You don't know what deck you're going to build. You know, and you might have a hell. Yes, pre-release, you have no idea, and there's a constructed event 1 week later.
Yeah.
But there's no way they'll do it because they like throwing it on Arena a week and a half before paper.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing too. And it's fine. I mean, it's the world we live in. It'd be interesting to see, like, or maybe if it was like a set that wasn't coming out in Arena. If it was like a supplemental set, like if they did like one, if it was Commander Legend, and they were somehow able to get to the point where they say, you know, we know that there's good stuff in this set, but we're not telling you what it is till it drops. I mean, just the wild speculation. Oh, maybe this is in there. Maybe that's in there. Are they going to finally? Maybe. Here you go. If they ever decide to nuke the reserve list, that's how they should do it.
Ooh.
How's that for a nice
little... I don't think they're ever going to nuke the... Do you think that... Is that a possibility? Are they going to nuke the reserve list someday?
I'll take Rosewater's position and how he says he never says never. He also does not like the reserve list. Thinks it was a mistake.
Of course it was a mistake.
I could see it happening one day. I don't know how soon. Maybe in the next 5 to 10 years.
I'd like to see it happen one day. I too don't like the reserve list. I think the fact
because
that
we already know it's a lie.
Yeah. The fact that there are cards that they say they're never gonna print again is stupid.
Well, look at Shivan Dragon.
Yeah.
The card that they literally give away in the old intro decks. The alpha and beta versions are still like $2,500.
Yeah.
Their value has not been hurt.
It was
by the
one of the most powerful
cards
that, hey, let's talk about power creep.
I'll trade you this weird Mox thing for that Shivan Dragon.
Sure.
That happened plenty of times. I don't need this. It just taps for a green. Doesn't do anything. Here, I'll take the dragon's much better. 20 years later.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I still want to just beat the living daylights out of my ex-wife. I'm like, why did I sell my cards? What the hell was I thinking?
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, it's, you know, Standard right now is sitting in such a wonderful position of innovation. We are seeing more innovation right now.
Yeah, well, when there's not one card, you know, breaking the format in half over its knee, you tend to get some innovation. And this is what Magic is supposed to be. You play the deck that you like, that speaks to you, that gives you the ability to have the most fun, not just because it gives you the most percentage points or because if you don't play it, you're screwed.
Right. Like Omnath.
Uro.
Yeah. I wish I had the... Here's the thing. Steve's going to crush us Wednesday. Because he's playing Omnath, and I'm going to play Omnath. But my mana base is not the same as Steve's mana base. I also don't have Birds of Paradise, surprisingly. I couldn't find it. So I'm like,
really? Oh. I could have sworn you had a bird.
I really want one. I'm going to have to order one.
Well, here you go. You can get one for cheap for like $5-$10 for like the Ravnica version, or you can spend $10,000 for the beta version. Oh, right. The reserve list keeps the value of the cards high.
Right. So, I mean, I have to find my other, like, Dominaria cards, too, because obviously I need Tatiova? Tatiova, yeah, that's it.
Tatiova, yeah.
But I've got a lot of
get a Mirari's Wake.
So.
You got a Mirari's Wake?
I think so.
I used to play that deck in Standard. I used to have 4 Mirari's Wake.
I'm just excited. I am very excited to just...
I was going to play my Pirates deck on Wednesday. Now I'm not sure. I might just get stomped if I do that. But
I should have told you what I'm playing, man. Now I feel bad.
No, it's fine. But, I mean, I knew Steve was going in with Omnath, probably. I don't know. I don't want to play Athreos because I don't want people to get super salt. I might just play Zakama again. I had a lot of fun
Zakama,
with that.
You won, dude. You almost have to play it because you won. You know, the last time it got played, you won. So, yeah, maybe...
I do need to find a Mirari's Wake for that.
Yeah, I do too, actually. I might order a few cards off of KGSonline.com first.
Huh? Yes. Planeswalkers 2020.
Planeswalkers 2020 at checkout. Tell your
5%
friends.
5% off.
In fact, I'm going to look there right now.
But we're recording.
I have internet and can multitask. Plus, you know...
I don't know about that.
Like,
that.
People like to hear you more than me anyway.
I'm good at rambling.
Ooh, it is there. Not anymore.
How many copies did they have?
I only see one. So.
Ah,
crap. But it's a moderately played, but I can live with it.
Who cares? You're putting it in a sleeve.
Yeah, exactly.
Sleeve playable.
And I might as well check out for Birds of Paradise.
They'll have birds.
They gotta have birds. Yeah.
So yeah, this is a great time. AGS Online, buy your singles, new website.
Tell your friends.
Looks great. Tell your friends.
I'll get the $54.95 one because, you know, COVID.
What is that? That's got to be like unlimited or revised, right?
Yeah, it's the buy a box promo. For
Birds of Paradise?
Yeah, for I think M something, one of the M's. They had a buy a box promo, $54.95 foil.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll just I'll get the cheapest one here. They got a few.
Yeah.
Because again, I haven't had one in years. So.
Yeah, it took me a while to get I think I eventually did have. Four birds? Yeah, because I was playing.
I had them too. They were legal before.
Yeah, they were legal.
My cards.
Yeah, they were legal in standard way back. I think when Fires of Yavimaya.
Yes.
Was being played, and I think I had birds for that. I had a fourth edition, a seventh edition. Forget what the other two were, but yeah, it was great. I miss them. I miss all my old cards. It's one of those things you never know. Nobody had any idea that it was going to blow up the way it did. Because honestly, the reason a lot of these cards went up so much was Commander.
Right.
When Commander took off, that's when the prices really shot the roof. And just, what are you going to do? You know, you're not a speculator and you got bills to pay. You sell your cards.
Yeah. And that's, I got out before EDH. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't a thing when I left either. So.
But I for one, am just excited to, I'm excited for Wednesday. I really am. I'm excited for Commander Craft. And, you know, I don't think we have any combat, so, and you know, we're running, you know, I think we talked ourselves through standard. Let's go ahead and get into a little bit of main two. We'll talk a little bit of Commander Craft and stuff. So here's combat.
Combat phase.
And somebody played a root snare, so
that would totally be me.
Main phase.
All right. So for second main, we're going to talk a little bit, the new arena Zendikar, what the hell is it called?
They're like little world tour event.
Yeah, it's like world tour and arena, and
yeah, I don't like these events. I'll be honest, I do not like these.
I'm done. I don't want to pay for it. All I get are style cards. It's like that. You're just gonna
this time.
Yeah, it's.
I liked it when it was free. Or they at least tossed a couple of gold or experience points your way.
Yeah, and I'm sure the wins count, but
I mean,
yeah. So
these events, I get what they're trying to do, but I don't feel like the incentive is there. There's so many other things they could be doing for a Zendikar event. This ain't it. I mean, I would love to see if they did like a Phantom event and they had somehow backcoded in all the old Zendikar cards. You had to make a Zendikar block deck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something like that. Because they've done that before, obviously, because they had the, when they do the Momir big stuff.
Right.
And, you know, you could, hey, look, Rizzlebrand. Here you go.
Yeah.
So we know the old cards are there. When they did the event for Theros, they were able to play with Power Knight. So.
Yeah, Yeah. Here's the thing. The Power Knight is in there. They should be doing a hell of a lot more with all of that stuff, personally.
I mean, they seem to be working pretty well behind the scenes adding stuff as far as cards. You know, Kaladesh is coming.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to what's going to be that set. I want to be able to build God Pharaoh's Gift Historic properly with Angel of Invention and Refurbish.
Hopefully both are in this set.
Yeah, because... Okay, yes, you can cheat in God Pharaoh's Gift with Gate to the Afterlife. It's not the same.
Not even close.
You want to be able to mill it with your Champion of Wits and then play it on turn four and start pooping out 6/6 angels. And it just, come on, that's how it's supposed to be played.
Exactly. So for me personally, I am 100% on board with them doing more of that. But yeah. They're not. I worry that they're not going to put Refurbish in. is my fear. Because refurbished will just be busted anyway.
No, and I don't think so at all. I mean, it was never banned in any format. It was never a problem card. It was heavily played, so I think they'd be doing a disservice by not putting it in the remastered set. Like, I don't understand how Regal Caracal became their Biobox promo for the Amonkhet remastered, because it should just be in the set, and, like, Adorned Pouncer wasn't in there at all.
Yeah.
When Cat Tribal is very big in the casual crowd, and Adorned Pouncer is a heck of a beater in that deck.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. At least they put Crested Sun Mary.
I ordered my cards.
Oh, boy, here we go. Well, are they going to get here in time?
You know what? If they don't, I'm going to proxy it. You guys know I bought it. Screw off.
I mean, honestly, I would love to be able to. I had a guy. That card's $1,000.
You know what? He would probably be okay with that 1 week if we were like, okay, look, you can't proxy. you, Captain, I have tons of stuff. But, you know, we can let us have one proxy week where we just proxy up whatever deck we want.
I already proxy up. And you know what it is because I did it before.
Yeah, I do. So
Zozu the Punisher.
Yes.
The game will be over in 5 minutes. Everyone will hate me, but we'll get 3 or 4 games in that night.
We almost had 2 games this time, and then what? I won this one. That's right. I am the reigning champion. I owned that deck. That was good. I enjoyed the landfall deck. I was
Both of those decks were quite good.
Yes, they were.
They did a really good job with these two precons. I will say that looking at the Zendikar Rising precons,
yeah,
they did amazingly well. I mean, Sun Titan's a great card. It's a staple in a lot of white decks.
I gotta get another one because I tore that deck apart for my Omnath deck. But I have 3 versions of Omnath in this deck.
Oh, okay. So you have Locus of Rage, Locus of Royal, and Locus of Create.
Yep.
You need the Locus original.
Yes. Which is just a green one, isn't it?
Yeah, and then you don't lose unspent green mana.
Yeah.
And then I think it's power tough and green. Yeah. Omnath is I'm looking forward to the next time they go back to Zendikar and they do the 5-color Omnath, because obviously it has to be.
Right.
Gotta finish the cycle.
Yeah, there'll be a time. Like, Locus of Mana is not... Oh, wow, $31. Holy shite.
Yeah, it's a popular card.
Yeah, no kidding. Not going to be buying that now. So, Commander Craft, though, I'm having a blast with it right now.
It's the highlight of it. Really is. I didn't like Commander at first.
I remember, because I played you at Attraction. You just got pissed.
Well, you played the most oppressive and obnoxious Commander in the format. I mean, come on.
Me? Goji? Not you?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's only fitting that I didn't like it. But now I'm glad that we did this. I'm glad that we're doing it. I mean, for one, it gives me a way to use my older cards.
Right.
I mean, older by saying, you know, Amonkhet Plot.
Right.
But it gives me a way to use the cards that have rotated out of Standard, because I don't play Modern. I don't play Pioneer. I can't play Vintage and Legacy, so Commander's really where it's at.
And everybody's playing Commander right now.
Commander
is by far their most popular format.
Some people have said this, and I tend to agree with that. It feels like the purest form of Magic right now.
It is.
It feels like old school. Nobody has every card. I mean, you know, Steve does, but nobody has every card where there's like, you know, here's all this crazy stuff that I have.
Right.
And it feels more organic, I guess, is the way to say it. Because the games are swingy, and there's nothing like multiplayer because there's the politics involved.
Which,
and the saltiness
y'all
and the
were
backstabbing.
Getting, like, y'all were trying to come after me at one point. Like, what's up with that? You were swinging at me early on for no reason. You got me down to, like, 7. And I'm like, okay, I'll go to 7. And I'm like, yeah, I'll be back up to 27 in about 2 turns. Good go.
I had to deal with everybody else. It's the only reason I couldn't kill you.
Why do you always try to kill me? I am safe. I don't hurt anyone.
You sit there in the back, try to play nice. You just wait and wait like a pit viper until somebody gets a little bit too close with their ankle, and you bite them, and it's over.
No. Not just
I know
that.
Your ammo.
I don't just sit back and wait. I'll say things like, Steve, I can't believe Aramis is coming at you like that, man. You gonna put up with that?
Yeah. I'll be like, I know your game.
You two go ahead. And then I'll look over at Anthony and be like, we should be friends, right? Absolutely.
Poor
Beautiful.
Anthony. Oh, my God.
Last week. Poor Anthony. A landfall deck. Oh, he said it right here. Playing a landfall deck and not drawing any lands.
I felt so bad. He almost won.
He almost won. It was him and I in the final two, wasn't it?
He lasted until the end. I mean, because I wasn't going to go after him. Like, I'm not that much of a jerk to kick somebody when they're down like that. Because I know what that feels like. Because you're not even playing the game.
Right.
And honestly, you know, in a four player game, you leave that person alone. That person usually ends up winning anyway, because when they finally get going, everybody else has exhausted all their resources. So they're like, "Oh, by the way, all that stuff I haven't cast yet." Here
and
all
you
got to
figure he kept a two land. He kept a one or two land hand, which means, "Oh, I got bombs."
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah,
and that's I remember
and
saying
he had
that.
Bombs.
Yeah, I remember saying that because I'm like, "Wait, you kept a one lander?" It's like that's off. That's bad for you, but also terrifying for me, because if you ever get going,
right?
Good Lord.
How did you not thought? Oh, because you're not playing your own deck. I'd have been like, Thought Erasure, motherfucker. What the hell you got?
Yeah, what you got in there?
So I for one, listen, and we're talking about Commander Craft right now because I can't stress enough. Come watch it. We're going to actually expand Commander Craft. We're looking at that being our next, and this is a big announcement. So, you know, just here we go there.
And now, breaking news.
And this is not by any stretch, totally official yet. We still have some details to work out, but we're looking to expand the Planeswalkers family. We are talking actively with our co-host on Commander Craft, Stephen Anthony, about actually making a Commander Craft podcast. So we've got some details to iron out. They're both very interested, so I don't think I'm out of school saying this. Since I started this podcast, a year and a half ago now, you and I started this, since we sat down together that first night at work where at the Christmas party, where I was like, I could see us expanding and having a Planeswalker network, and we're one of the shows on it, we're the flagship, but... You know, that we would have a network of shows and they would each have maybe their own, you know, format. Commander Craft fits right into that plan. And Steve and Anthony both have incredible, Steve has an incredible card base. The ideas that we're talking about are possibly doing a podcast where they build a deck and then play it on Wednesday.
Hey, look, a bot.
Hey, Bot, how the hell are you, Bot? If you're not a bot, I want you to say, hey, Will, you're hot. Come on, you can do it. Type it in now.
And then he says it.
Come on. Oh, if he does it, I'm going to feel like an idiot. But, yeah, so I am definite. We planning on starting with Commander Legends. Yep. Oh, good. So this is happening, and I'm blocking the user.
I mean, and the thing is, too, like, you know, Steve and Anthony both have a deeper knowledge of the format than either of us.
Yes.
And they've been doing this a lot longer, and it would be, you know, it's perfect.
We haven't worked out all of the ins and outs yet.
As long as it involves more games of Commander being played, I'm in.
All that. Too crazy. We're looking to also expand. We'd probably do things like, you know, we're looking at maybe expanding to another night where we could work other people in that are not Steve and Anthony, because neither of us want to go back to Zoom. Yes, Zoom allowed us to have six people on or eight, but it was really technically really hard to do, and game or spell table really, they really help us out. So four is our limit. So, but we're looking at, you know, when we had our patron call about 2 weeks ago, that was one of the things they were like, man, I'd really like to get involved in that. Can you do it other nights than Wednesday? And we're like, okay, that kind of solves two problems. So as Aramis and I
spell table.
Probably expand Commander Craft to maybe every other Saturday when I don't have kids. I got to figure that out with the lovely bride who breathed in very heavily just now as if to say, really, you're going to take my damn date night? No. Just trying to breathe, she's saying. She's not just trying to breathe. I'm a dead man. I am so dead right now.
What day did you take?
Maybe Saturdays. Every other Saturday when we don't have kids. Maybe. We're working on it. This is all pie in the sky.
Everything fine.
Everything's fine.
Dead.
Oh, Halloween.
You're so dead.
Oh, yeah. We're having a blast on Halloween. You, me, Tansman's.
That's Friday. I'm talking Saturday.
Yeah.
There's a huge event on here.
The Tansman's are coming.
On Friday.
I don't know these things. Aren't you glad you guys are paying attention to my marital bliss?
Oh, yeah, nothing's happened on Halloween. We're lights out on Halloween.
But definitely 100%, that's coming. So Planeswalkers Commander Craft, which is probably what it's going to be called, and it's going to be Anthony and Steve's show. And, you know,
on the air, we're discussing plans for the end of October activities.
They'll be under the network. And that brings me to another topic is that, you know, if you're a modern person and you love modern and you got somebody else who, and you can make an interesting show, and that's a trick, you know, reach out to us. You know, we almost had a Pioneer podcast, about 9 months ago. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously you'd have to have a certain level of broadcast acumen and I mean, but the stuff you can learn too. Again, listen to episodes 1, 2, 3 of Aramis and I. I mean,
we'd love to take that route again.
He was starting out. He was so nervous. It's hysterical. I was like, you can talk, dude. You can raise your voice a little bit because I raise my voice. Feel free to argue with me. I can argue with you? Yes, argue with me. What? Don't? Huh? I know you don't. But now, look at you. Like, you know, I couldn't do this show without you. So, 100%, we would love to find some more shows here. So we want to expand the brand.
I don't like causing trouble, you know.
I'm a control player. And in the right circumstance, we're not in any major rush. I'm happy with where we're at. I don't need 100 patrons. I don't need, you know, to be number two on the podcasts of iTunes. It would be nice. But I'm happy with where we're at. I'm happy with where the show's at. The show is continuing to grow. I accidentally knocked my sound card over. But, you know, with all of that, just to say, I'm really enjoying the show. So,
Bree's okay.
It really is. So, we were going to talk a little bit about the secret lairs, but yeah, go look them up. Yeah, I mean, they're putting out the new secret lair, Extra Life. 2020, which is supposed to, it's going to benefit.
Well, I mean, it takes 2 seconds. Come on.
I might buy the playmat. One of the playmats.
The Seattle Children's Hospital. It's the extra life charity that they do every year. If you don't buy the secret lair, find another way to donate. It's a really great cause. They have playmats for sale, t-shirts for sale. The secret lair, though, it's a $60 secret lair. However, $30 of that cost, they're going to donate to the charity. So half of what you're paying is going to go to the charity. The four cards that are going to be in the secret lair, which are foil and new art, are Teferi's Protection, Amulet of Vigor, Collected Company, and Consecrated Sphinx. Those are four very high-demand, sought-after cards for Commander.
It does go to help a good cause.
Pioneer. Modern. Those are really good cards to have.
If you have it,
those four cards combined are worth way more than the $60 you're paying.
So just put it back to us. I highly recommend you take a look at that.
I'm going to try to see if I can get myself a copy of this.
I'm liking the playmats, though. I would probably get the Teferi one. I kind of dig that one. Yeah, that's true. So, but, you know, definitely with that. We also, believe it or not, we have an iTunes review. I'm not even kidding you. Like,
I like the Consecrated Sphinx one where the kids are painting the Sphinx.
So hold on. I think
that's kind of cute. It's adorable.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Again, guys, I'm not a big, like, hey, do this, that, or the other thing. We're pretty happy with where we're at. But iTunes reviews, the thing about iTunes reviews are the more you put in, the more eyes get on the show. So that's why we ask you guys.
Thank you, guys.
If you have the time, download iTunes to your computer if you're not an Apple person. Go out, review the show. Just sign up for an account. Give us 5 stars, preferably. because it does bring more eyes to the show. I'd love to get to the point where one day Wizard notices us and says, hey, we want you to do a preview card. But of course, for us to do that, we'd probably have to sit there and be like, no, Wizards, it was fine that you printed Omnath. We were very happy with that card. That's true. And
notice me, Senpai.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of funny. That on many, many, many levels. Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, they gave the professor a bunch of preview cards recently. Of course, they haven't given him anything since he blew up their secret lair for the Fetchland.
So, but, definitely would love. So that's why we ask you guys, if you can.
It's just we're honest. Just, if we don't like something, we say it. And if Wizards, if they notice us and decide they're okay with our honesty, I would love to do a preview card.
It was put in Wednesday by Mark W.Y. I think I know who that is. It says, more than just a great podcast. He said, I started listening to Will and Aramis shortly after I got back into MTG. I began to absorb a borderline problematic amount of MTG content. He's like, this podcast itself is highly entertaining and very informative. Will is incredibly attractive. Aramis is hard to look at, and his voice can be annoying, but Will is just awesome. I can't... Ow! I'm kidding. It doesn't say
awesome.
He said it's very informative. He said, these two have a candid way of telling it like it is while remaining positive and expressing their deep love of the game. Beyond that, these guys are building a community through a Patreon Discord channel and even hosting Winnabox tournaments on Arena. Now, listen, our Discord channel does not require
even if it did.
To be patrons. So, you know, but look us up, discord.planestalkerspodcast.com. And even hosting Winnabox tournaments on Arena. I've had a blast participating in these events and have great interactions on the Discord. The podcast itself is a fun and amazing experience for any Magic lover. Again, can't say it enough, Will is really attractive. Gosh, how does he live with himself? His wife is so lucky. I look forward to every episode and everything else these guys do to build the MTG community. Thank you. And he left a 5-star on that. Some of that might have been embellished slightly. I'm going to leave that up to your imaginations. To find out, go find the review yourself on our iTunes page. But be honest, but give it 5 stars. Yes. So,
which part?
I mean, well, what are you thinking, brother? I mean, is that a show?
Yep. Give us a review. Be honest. Be nice. Be kind.
Absolutely.
Yes. Be gentle. You know, I'm really, like you've said before, you know, we wouldn't be able to do this without our listeners. We really
Absolutely.
Do appreciate everything that you guys do for us.
Well, it was really a way for you and I to keep talking about Magic without working together. That's what it was. Aramis got a new
podcast with Commander Craft.
And I was like, well, this is going to suck.
This is well far beyond our wildest expectations when we first did this. You know, we were thinking, hey, you know, this would be awesome if this ever happens.
Again, if you want another podcast, Ride Home with Will. It's in our patron feed. For a $1, I don't charge, I don't make the $5 be the only ones who get it. $1, you want that content? Nope. Absolutely.
And we never, you know. Yeah, and it's like, you know, we don't push the Patreon. We don't push anything that you guys want to do for us, reviews, any of that stuff.
Yeah, and like,
we appreciate everything that you do.
I've already recorded it.
And, you know, we just, we're just here having a good time, chatting about Magic, you know, shooting the crap, basically. And we get to play online and have people, you know, enjoy
consuming
our content. And that's just, you know, that's awesome.
Yeah, we couldn't do this without you guys. He's not wrong. It's incredibly humbling at times that I'm still like, people want to listen to me talk about this. I don't know anything. There are probably people that know me in the real world that have played Magic with me that go, what the hell is he doing on a podcast? And the fact is,
every day.
Let me just tell you, This just goes to show you don't have to be an expert about what you're talking about. You just have to be entertaining and incredibly attractive, according to Mark. So, let us never speak of that shit again. I knew you would. And on that note...
And listen, I'm just glad that I was able to check off the fact that I could share the incredible, story of 52-1.
As we wrap up our cards, put them back in their boxes, roll the sleeves up, put them back in their little holder.
I had to sneak that one in there.
Or sleeves. Roll our play mats up, put them back in their little holder, and take the pizza boxes over to the trash can, because damn it, your mother still does not work at this game store. We want to remind you that Aramis and I both stream, actually more Aramis to me these days, but I'm streaming not just Arena, I'm streaming Minecraft on the Planeswalkers Podcast channel on Twitch. Look up Planeswalkers Podcast. You can also follow me on Twitch at Minecrime73.
And as Will mentioned, I am doing some more streaming. I haven't done it the last week or so because of stuff happening at around the house. And the rest of October is looking a little dicey, but if I can get one in, I will. On Twitch is RMACWRX, but lately, anytime that I have been streaming,
but
it's been on the Planeswalkers Podcast channel, so look for us there.
Really,
if you want
to
find the show on Twitter, and that's something that's more
yours,
your speed to keep up with things,
how awesome
look up at PlanesTalkerPod on Twitter.
Lame bands, and they don't come much lamer. But you can, of course, follow me on Twitter at WR Benson.
Oh, boy.
Follow us on Facebook. Check us out there. It's facebook.com/planestalker. We don't have the S on it because some jerk took it. Go there, like and follow the page. And we, again, as Mark mentioned in his review, we have an awesome Discord now. Discord.planestalkerspodcast.com. Go there. If you have Discord, it'll put you right in. There's no reason for, the invite code. It actually just sends it there. Discord.planestalkerspodcast.com. It's a really great environment, and we have a lot of fun in there. Steve keeps trying to get us all to play some game that we don't know what the frack it is.
Is it Among Us?
Yes.
Yeah, he's right. The Discord, there's always people there chatting about the game and other stuff going on. So hop over on there. Have a great time.
How attractive I am. Yeah, really.
And I'm posting pictures of me crushing people with the comma. So, hey, that's where it all is at. But if you want to send an email to the show, let us know how we're doing. If you have a question for either myself or Will about the game, about anything else...
I want to remind you guys that I usually host another podcast.
Well, that would be more spam. That just get deleted.
Sorry, it's with DC's Legends.
But,
it's called Legends.
Anything you want to know about the show, if
obviously,
you want to talk to us for any
COVID,
reason, send us an email. The address is podcast at planestalkerspodcast.com.
Flashcraft, which is a Minecraft server where we're building a whole bunch of DC Comics stuff. You can find us on Facebook at Legends TV Talk. And again, if I'm streaming there, I usually stream on our station. So you can check it out there. I hope that doesn't annoy anybody, but, it's my station. So, whatevs. And again, guys, I really appreciate the iTunes reviews. Please consider going and doing that for us. It does help the show. I'd love to get us past number 14 on the FeedSpot list there that we talked about at the beginning of the show, blog.feedspot.com/magic_the_gathering_podcasts. But on that note... We want to say thank you guys again for being listeners, hanging out with us tonight. We had a good time. We will be back next Monday night, and we'll be back Wednesday with Commander Craft at 7:30. Monday will be 8 o'clock, where we'll talk about all the newest happenings going on. We thank you for listening. You can catch us on any number of your podcast catchers. But for Aramis Perez, this is Will Benson saying, again, thanks for being listeners. Thanks for watching. And remember to keep some of your mana untapped, because you never know when you'll need it. Take care, have a great week, and see you soon. Bye-bye.